Namum Myoho Renge Kyo, Namum Myoho Renge Kyo, Namum Myoho Renge Kyo. Hi friends, how you doing? I hope this finds you in good health and in secure circumstances. Welcome new subscribers as well as all of you who've been here for a while. As always, I deeply appreciate your practice, and I wanted to do a brief video, as I do from time to time, explaining or showing you. I just added another document to the threefoldlotus.com website on the study page. And for those of you who are new, maybe not familiar, when you get to the homepage, when you go to threefoldlotus.com, this is the top of the page here, and you'll see the ebooks, and right under the ebooks, there's a Patreon link and the course study materials page. If you go a little lower, if you scroll down from this page, you'll see that the podcasts, as well as some more books, are also listed on the page. And this actually, where the podcasts are, will scroll. So it'll start from the most recent and go backwards. So that's one way to access the free podcast, is just on Threefold Lotus. There's also a link there to go to podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. But there is one avenue in case maybe there's something wrong with Spotify today or whatever. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can get them through threefoldlotus.com. Also, the core study page, which is what we're going to talk about today, this is just the top of it. There are endless links on this thing. There's well over 100, all with these typical questions that come from beginning practice and so forth. And you'll see under Shouju, I now have a new link that I put next to What's a Moment, is Daimoku Defined. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I have several links on the website, from Myoho Rengekyo, what is chanting, what is Daimoku, blah, blah, blah. This is a recent one. I created it as kind of a quick reference for all of us, but I keep thinking about, you know, propagation. And it's important, of course, that we study, that we know what our practice is about, get rid of doubts, and establish our confidence in our establishment of our Buddha mind, yeah? But sometimes it gets really, there's so many words, language, right? It's so difficult to explain these things to other people. And I think sometimes a visual guide is really, really important. So I have a two-page PDF on threefoldlotus.com from that link I just showed you. And it'll show you, the first page is this one. And it demonstrates where in the mandala that Namo Myoho Renge Kyo is located. That's the mandala. It's labeled mandala. Next to it is Nichiren's script of Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. And there's an interesting aspect of his script that I don't think ever gets talked about. Other than it's an individual script, customized for himself. But, and next to that, the characters are just the not really kanji. They're kanji kind of interpretation of Chinese characters, because that's mainly what they are, is Chinese characters. But they too are stylized. And next to them, I put the meaning of each character. And not only the pronunciation, but the meaning. And then in italics, I put to our common rhetoric now that we have the Buddhism reference, and we're establishing a very developed language on how to talk about Buddhism. I have resolved, manifest, formations, invocation or invoke, perfect, Gohonzon, Buddha. And so, and then those are italics under present, ready, potential, instantiation, blossom, awareness, and I. And these are all key language points in English, albeit English, that you can look up in the Buddhism reference. There's volume 2 is on its way. I'm taking my time with it and developing it. And so we will have a cohesive linguistic structure to talk about things like the Daimoku, and that it's not simply words, but it's conceptual teachings of the Dharma to experience ultimately the Dharma. And the second page simply breaks down that script of Nichiren, those little hooks that go through and connect characters. They're not accidental. They're very intentional. And you can see where Na and Mu are connected as dual aspects of presence and commitment, or attitude and intent, right? These are things they talk about all the time, and you can see them illustrated in the Treasure Tower, the mandala of the establishment of our Gohonzon mind, yeah? And so you can see also with the base of the triangle, the two characters that are being connected, like Myo and Ho, with this, you see that big red arrow pointing to one of these candy canes, or you know, whatever you want to call them, those long, exaggerated characters. They're there not just stylistically, but connecting Myo and Ho together represent formations, instantiating karma and momentum, right? From potential to instantiation is the process we Buddhists call formation. And that formation is the instantiation of physicality, the material world, the universe, and everything in it, right? All phenomena. Remember that this is the law of life. And life is material, but it's also driven by, fundamentally, by energy. Because material is energy, right? And then Ren and Ge, you know, the two that really represent the cycle of birth and death, right? Moment to moment, birth death, or what did I say? rebirth death. I still can't say that fast. And lastly, all by itself is Kyo. Why? Because that's the objective. That's the entire experience. Its connection is to the previous characters, right? So that is the expression, the conceptual understanding and invocation of the Daimoku. And invoke is a term in the volume 2 of Buddhism reference, because I talk about invocation quite often. And I know that there's we're dominated by religious rhetoric in our cultures, all cultures. And so there's a tendency to hear invocation as some kind of a prayer or plea to a god. That description is in the dictionaries. But if you, in the book, I'll show you how, if you look at the Cambridge Dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary of English Terms, the predominant aspect of invocation is an actual act of commitment. Just like invoking a character in a computer program, it has a specific action that it takes. And what we're invoking is that combination of concepts as the engine of life, the life which in our minds, inherent in our material makeup, is our energetic, emergent, sentient mind, which can witness, participate, be engrossed in, right? So if there's an action associated with invocation, because it's a verb, to invoke is to simply computer command our brain, hit the Gohonzon mind button, and instantiate within ourselves Buddha. There's no plea outside of us to evoke an action by somebody else. We invoke because it's our switch, our command, our instantiation. All right. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to also remind you that I have this here. There's a page on the website. It's just ebooks, and you can see the first volume of Buddhism References at the top there. Daimoku Essentials is all about the profound meaning of the Daimoku. A lot of quotes from Gosho's and so forth talking about the Daimoku from Nichiren. So that's a different way to study Daimoku, right? The two-page document that I've just put up on the website is kind of a, I don't want to call it a cheat sheet, but it's a reminder, a study reminder, like you would make crib notes, right, in college. Just key words to remind you, oh yeah, that's what that represents. And the flow of them, how they build from top to bottom, right? It's also no accident that if you'll notice on your mandala, the characters at the top are actually smaller in scale than the kyo is immense at the bottom. It's a reminder, and I think it says that on page 2 that I put up earlier. It's a reminder that this is a representation of the treasure tower chapter, the treasure tower floating in the air in front of the entire assembly, so on and so forth, right? There's a lot of symbolism in the mandala, and that's why it's useful. Ultimately, there's much more than three books on this page, but I just captured the top of it. The mandala of Gohonzon, you can actually download a digital file, right? Or you can order it from Lulu. I forget where this goes now. But anyway, so you can get a Gohonzon very easily. I'm trying to make a mandala of Gohonzon very easily to enable your human facility, material, you know, eyes, vision, sound, all of it to be focused away from the monkeys, as it were, distractions and desires and clinging, to penetrate your mind's Gohonzon ability. That's the extreme usefulness of this mandala, and Nichiren made it for all of us to use. So it shouldn't be difficult. You shouldn't have to go through all kinds of hurdles and tests to get a mandala. It should be simply available to you should you desire to have it. That's the commitment thing. Okay, so that's all I wanted to talk about. This is a short video. What is it? Yeah, it's not very long. But use the resources is basically the point of this. And, you know, when I put up a new tool, a new document on threefootlows.com, I want you guys to know about it so you can immediately download it if you can use it or would like to put it in your binder of other documents that you've collected for not only your own study, but as I say, my concern mostly with that entire page on the website is to give you tools to better hone your communication skills or to help your, maybe you have, you know, 10 friends who are all practicing with you. So you got your own little sangha within our sangha. Great. Or maybe it's just one other person. You can print those documents out and use them for discussion and study, right? Use every, that's what this is. It's a resource. The videos, the podcast, the website, the books, the ebooks. It's all about providing you the most concise and direct information to help you in your practice and, of course, those in your environs. All right. That's enough for today. Or not for today, but for this video. And thank you again for being here, for your support. I'm always grateful for your clicking the like and subscribe button. That helps grow the sangha. Financial, of course, anything you purchase, like an ebook or book, helps to financially support this effort. So you guys, we are bodhisattvas of the earth, right? So every act you do in that regard helps me to continue, certainly, to support, to build on this resource. So that's our sangha. Thank you. And I'll see you in the next one. Okay? Bye for now.